Welcome back to Hertz Ag Talk. I'm your host, Troy Kazire, here at with Hertz Farm Management in Geneseo, Illinois. And today we thought we'd kind of reach out and do a planting progress update kind of throughout the Midwest here. And I've got several guests today. Normally we only have one person, but I thought we'd reach out to several folks here at the same time. So kind of one by one, these are all Hertz Farm Management folks at different locations throughout the Midwest. We've got Scott Ahrens at the Norfolk office. How you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Troy?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We've got Carrie Seidel at the Mason City, Iowa office.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Appreciate you taking the time. We've got Clint Caller at our main office there in Nevada, Iowa.
Good morning, Troy. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Clint. And we've got Steve Henniker in our Mankato, Minnesota office. Thanks for joining, Steve.
Yeah, Troy, thanks for hosting this. Glad to be a part of it.
No, I appreciate everybody's time. And like I said, I thought what we'd do is talk a little bit about, you know, planning progress in each one of your areas and kind of get a feel for what's going on. And I think what we'll do is maybe we'll start out west out there in Norfolk. Scott, I'm looking at the most recent planting progress update. Looks like as of last Monday, Nebraska was at 10% corn and 4% soybean planted. Why don't you start off a little bit by just kind of telling us a little bit about your office and your geography and kind of fill us in with what's happening with planting in your area.
You bet. Thanks, Troy. Well, our office here is in Norfolk, Nebraska, which is in the northeast corner of the state. Our office does a lot of farm management and real estate in this area and into South Dakota. So we do manage farms also up in southern to south central South Dakota. So that's kind of the areas that we are involved in throughout the year. So northeast Nebraska, we've had a variance of snowfall throughout the winter. You know, we're in the Norfolk area. We've gotten some decent snow, probably 15 inches throughout the year. But as you go further north, northwest of our area, they've received, you know, 2 foot to 3 foot of snow. So a big difference as far as snowfall. But as you get to the east of Norfolk and kind of the southeast, we're still in a extreme drought. We've gotten some recent rains here in the area. And further north, we've got up to 3 inches of rain. So that has been very welcomed in this area. But to the east of us, we're still extremely dry. We've gotten some showers, which, you know, for the soil conditions, it gives us a pretty good seed bed to plant in. But for the most part around here, the bigger farmers have been getting into the fields. And I would say, in this area, in northeast Nebraska, the further south you get from Norfolk, the more you see crops planted, you know, corn and soybeans. That soil temps, you know, running around that 50, 51 degrees. And then the further north you go of Norfolk up into South Dakota, you know, your soil temps are still pretty chilly in that 45 to 50 degree area. So, we have a lot of farmers that are in the fields right now. So that planting report that Troy had mentioned, that has definitely increased. I would say around this area, we're probably seeing 40 to 45% of the corn planted and probably 10 to 15% of the soybeans planted in this area. Still have a lot of farmers that are not necessarily excited yet to get in the fields because of the soil temps and how that affects the initial germination and to sustain early development. So we got some people still sitting on their hands. And the further north you go, it seems like, you know, definitely in South Dakota, you're probably not going to see anybody doing a whole lot until after May 1st. So overall, though, I mean, as far as the extended forecast, it still seems like it's going to be a cool, windy chances of showers in the next 10 days around here and up into South Dakota. So, you know, when you get cold nights and, you know, some sun during the the day, it kind of evens things out, so that temperature doesn't seem to increase very much. So so we're keeping an eye on that. We're still, like I said, we're still in this parts in extreme drought, so we're needing some rain around here to get the crops going in the right directions, and hopefully, you know, carry us throughout the summer. So that's kind of the report we have here in Norfolk.
So I appreciate that, Scott. I know it's one of the, you know, one of the things that's, that I've always found fascinating about Nebraska is the gradient in rainfall from the west side of the state to the east side of the state. It's just, it's really, it's pretty incredible when you look at it. And I know you, you know, you guys are kind of behind right now, but under that typical rainfall gradient, there's more of a difference between western and eastern Nebraska than there is from the Mississippi River to the East Coast. And it's just always fascinated me how, you know, there's a lot of adaptation that has to take place depending on where you're at in Nebraska.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, obviously around this area, we have a lot of irrigation and flood irrigation, and that has helped out extremely or very much so during these dry seasons. But yeah, the further west you go, you're definitely seeing a decrease in annual rainfall compared to up here, but in the northeast parts. But yeah, some of these dry land fields that we're into, you know, you got to dig 3-4 inches before you hit some moisture. So people are very nervous around here, but at the same time, you know, optimistic that we are going to maybe see some rainfall that will help. So,
well, yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And thanks, Scott, for the information. Appreciate it. Let's move to Nevada, Iowa, and Clint Keller. Clint, I guess to start off with, tell us a little bit about Nevada and that area.
Yeah, so my territory is in central Iowa. So I really work in all the counties that border and touch Story County. And planting progress has really been all over the board so far this spring. You know, I'd say on average, we're probably around 40-45% planted on corn and maybe 10-15% planted on soybeans. But there's a wide variety when it comes to operation to operation. I've worked with some large operators that really took advantage of the excellent soil conditions in that April 9th to April 15th window that we had and started putting a lot of corn and soybeans in. And some of those operations are done on corn and got a really good start on soybeans or potentially even finished up. And then on the other hand, I've worked with several operators that, you know, said the calendar was too early during that window and the extended forecast didn't look super appealing. So they've decided to wait and let the calendar move along a little bit further and also look to some more favorable extended forecasts. Really, it's been interesting to see just the wide variance of different perspectives when it comes to when the operators are going to plant.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Troy.
Well, it is interesting. We're seeing the same thing over here. I think there's more of a gap than I've ever seen between guys who are, in some cases, almost completely done and guys mm-hmm. turned the wheel yet.
Yep. Absolutely. So to back up and think about the 2022 crop year, you know, in central Iowa, we were delayed because of excess moisture early in the spring. And we had some areas that had a lot of crop go in mid-May to beginning of June. And, you know, last week I was meeting with one producer just talking about his plans for 2023. And he says, you know what, Clint, I'm not super excited about getting in and pushing the envelope and planting super early. He said, out of all the days that I planted corn last year, he said, my best cornfield was planted on June 1st. And he attributes a lot of it to the soil conditions at planting time and that he had excellent emergence, very even emergence across the field, and it came out of the ground quick. And so, you know, that operator looked at 2022 and kind of made some adjustments and said, I'm not in a hurry. I want to wait for maybe more favorable weather forecast as well as potentially soil conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's And it's easy to say, you know, and not so easy in practice when you're looking out at those fields that aren't planted yet. But but yeah, it's, you know, you're much better off planting. I mean, if I had my choice, I'm going to choose to plant in good conditions the first week in June rather than, you know, put it in the ground in the mud in April 15th. You know, if you got the choice, but it's hard to know what that forecast is going to be. What are things looking like the next 10 days in your area?
Yeah, good question. So, looks like later today, this evening, looks like some moisture is going to be moving into central Iowa. So we are expecting a little precipitation today and likely into Saturday as well. But then fortunately, once we get into early next week, we're going to have a nice open period where we should have limited moisture as well as much warmer soil conditions. And so I think all the farm operators are going to be running early to mid next week if the forecast holds. And by the end of the week, I could really see both the corn and soybean numbers with percentage planted significantly increase with the forecast that we have upcoming.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Iowa's numbers are next Monday. Past Monday, corn was at 10%, soybeans were at 5%. I suspect quite a bit has happened this week, and be interesting to see how those numbers change. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate it. Why don't we move up to Mason City, Iowa, and Kerry Seidel, who's up there. Kerry, why don't you talk a little bit about the Mason City office and kind of fill us in on how things are looking in your area?
Yeah, so we're located out of Mason City, north central Iowa, pretty much central, right in the center of the state, about 40 miles south of the Minnesota border. So we're lucky in the area we're in. It's pretty flat. Nice farm ground. So got a few creeks running here and there, but for the most part, we got some pretty nice square flat fields we get to work with. And planting progress has moved along quickly. A couple weeks back, we had that warm spell. Operators and farmers struggled to sit on their hands and not do anything. So there were a variety of things planted. Some operations planting 180 just to get the plant around and get it going. Other operations getting all of their corn in the ground and some of their beans. So it really was a mixed bag as to what people decided to do. We then had a cool down and we had got some rain and snow, which put a stop to field work until this week again. On Tuesday of this week, guys were able to get back out in the fields and start planting, and they've hit the fields hard. I would say 90% of the operators in this area started planting this week, majority of that being corn. We do have a lot of operations, though, that are planting beans right now because they've seen where they get a nice little yield bump if they can plant them beans a little earlier. Even with a lot of our operations, they're running into planters and planting corn and beans at the same time. So I would say currently, as of today, we're probably 60% completed on corn and 30% completed on soybeans. A lot of the planters got shut off yesterday, last night. Few going this morning. We've got rain moving into the area as well today, similar to Clint down there in Nevada. So that's made some operations nervous to plant too close to that rain. Unfortunately, we are looking at a little bit of a cool down over the weekend. So that's keeping guys out of the field and going to keep them from getting everything completed. But we are looking at a nice warm up here next week, and that's going to keep them guys moving. And I would anticipate, unless we've got some rain showers moving that we don't expect, we're going to have pretty much all the crop in the ground by the end of next week. It always amazes us every year. If we can get just a week of good weather and good conditions, it's surprising how much crop can get planted in just a few days. These guys know how to get stuff done and get it done in a hurry. And field conditions have been beautiful. I know that's what really made guys struggle a couple weeks ago with not planting anything, is because of how beautiful the ground was working, and it still is. So that's one nice thing, is even if we are getting things done a little early and it's a little cold, we are going to get really good. We've got really good planting conditions. So we'll be curious to see that stuff that got planted early and right before this cold spell, how it's going to germinate and then emerge. Hopefully we're not going to see too many issues come out of low plant stands that we've got to deal with. Hopefully everything comes up and we've got some good stands to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. No, great information, Carrie. Appreciate you filling us in on that. In soil conditions, that really is the key. I know a lot of times, sometimes it's easy to get hung up on calendar dates and you know, wondering what we should be doing. But really, man, getting it in good soil conditions is just about, you know, that's really the key to get things off to a good start. Let's move on north. Up north to across the border to Mankato, Minnesota, and Steve Henniker, who's in the Hertz Farm Management Office of Mankato. How are things looking up there, Steve? Tell us a little bit about the Mankato location, and it looks like it, you know, when it, again, I don't think it's any surprise Minnesota is usually going to be a little bit further behind than Iowa and Illinois and Nebraska. The numbers last Monday were 1% corn, and it hadn't even reached 1% on soybeans. So what have you been seeing this week?
Well, unfortunately, there hasn't been too much progress. But first I'll just share the Mankato office here. Our geographic area kind of runs west of Rochester in the southeast corner of the state, up to, you know, that Sauk Center, Wilmer, you know, into the west central part of the state, and everything down south to the border. We do stretch up into the Red River Valley a little bit in the northwest part of the state and cover the east edge of South Dakota a little bit as well. And so, you know, we're primarily corn and soybeans, but we do have some wheat up in the Red River Valley. We do have some sugar beets and dry edible beans in the west central part of the state. We a little bit of irrigated ground, but mostly dry land crops here. We're coming off a record snow over last winter. You know, most of the state had at least 85 inches up there by Duluth. Lake Superior, 135. I think they broke a record there. We don't work up in that area. That's the beautiful lake country up there and trees, but we're still trying to get rid of some snow and some groves, you know, in the west central part of the state. So, you know, I like to see corn planting start around April 15th if soil conditions are favorable. I like to say that, you know, you get any time after April 15th, if soil conditions are fit, that's going to trump soil temp any day of the week. I just think we end up with better yields if we're pushing that a little bit before the soil is that ideal temperature. But we had a couple people, mainly probably getting closer to Carrie's office, that, you know, in the southeast part of Minnesota, close to Iowa border there, you know, do a little corn planting right around Easter, but everything was on hold after that because we picked up some more moisture, a little more snow. Just the last 2 days, we've seen people break loose a little bit more, but, you know, a few people start some corn planting, some knocking down some corn stalks, putting on some pre-emerge herbicide. But it's really, you drive quite a few miles between each tractor you see out in the field. You know, if we get past this weekend, like these other locations, you know, or get a little bit of rain and cooler temps, we get past this weekend, I think the floodgates are really going to open up next week. And, you know, I'm looking at highs in the low to mid 60s and lows in, 40 to 45. So I think we're going to see a lot of progress starting early to mid next week. And kind of like what the others have shared, today's size of equipment, things get done in a hurry. So we're staying optimistic and looking for big gains next week, Troy.
Well, that's good. Good. Glad to hear it. I know you guys have been kind of, it hadn't been getting a lot of cooperation from other. Parents, glad to hear things are looking like they might open up. Yeah, and here, so we're, you know, in Geneseo, I guess I'll kind of cover Illinois real quick. Geneseo is kind of in the northwestern part of the state. As of last Monday, Illinois was really kind of out front in the Midwest as far as percent, you know, planting progress. 18% of the corn, 15% of the soybeans. I will say that kind of here in northwest Illinois, we're in a little bit of a bubble. There's been some, you know, quite a bit of variation depending on what direction you go. There's some areas that are still, you know, have kind of remained too wet, and other areas that are just absolutely perfect as far as soil condition. I would say as far as the Geneseo office in our territory in that northwestern part of the state, we are probably closer to that 40% mark on soybean overall, but at least in our territory, corn is lagging far behind the rest of the state. I don't think we're even close to 10% of our corn planted. Now that's going to happen pretty quickly, similar to the, you know, what we've been hearing at the other locations. Again, depending on what happens with the next couple days with this rain we might be getting, depending on how much, looks like things are going to warm up a little bit next week and give us another window to roll pretty hard. So I think we're going to see a lot of progress and a lot of guys done by this time next week. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. So yeah, that's everybody that we've got online today. Really appreciate all you guys taking the time to join us and kind of fill us in with where things are going. And if it's okay with you, we'll try to probably bring you back maybe once or twice later this year to do an update on the crop progress.
That'd be great.
Sounds great, Troy.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, again, thanks to everyone. Steve Henniker up in Mankato, Minnesota. Clint Caller at the Nevada, Iowa office. Terry Seidel, Mason City, Iowa. And Scott Ahrens out in Norfolk, Nebraska. All Hertz Management locations. Thanks to you guys for joining. I want to remind everybody, a lot of equipment out there on the road, so please be safe and share the road. And we will see everyone next time on the next episode of Hertz Ag Talk. Thank you.